Chapter 1. Tropical Queensland, Australia. Jodie and Jonathan Kelly were twins, but they were completely different. Jodie was very sociable and had many friends. She loved swimming and she was learning to surf. She had a boyfriend called Paul, and every weekend she went to beach parties with him and his friends. Jonathan was quieter than Jodie and not very sociable. He liked reading and was happy to be alone. Sometimes Jonathan had telepathic experiences. He often sensed that something was going to happen, and then it did. Only Jodie knew about Jonathan's telepathy. Jonathan was frightened that other people might laugh at him if they knew. But Jodie didn't laugh. She saw how often Jonathan's telepathy was right. The Kelly twins were 16, and they lived with their parents on a farm in tropical Queensland in the north of Australia. Their father specialised in growing tropical fruit. He travelled to many countries in the world looking for new types of fruit to grow and sell in Australia. Mr. Kelly brought the new plants to his farm and tried to grow them. When he succeeded, he sold the plants to commercial growers. But he wasn't always successful. Some plants didn't grow, and insects or disease destroyed others. It was hot and humid most of the year in tropical Queensland, even in the winter. It rained for most of the summer. And in the spring, there were sometimes cyclones. These were violent storms with heavy rain and strong winds. Cyclones could destroy houses and trees. One spring evening in September, a very strong cyclone hit the Kellys' farm. It was the worst storm for 50 years. Most of the fruit trees on the farm were destroyed, and the roof of the farmhouse was damaged. It was a catastrophe for the family. For a few weeks after the storm, the Kellys repaired the farmhouse and took all the broken branches and trees from the farm. It was a lot of hard work. One morning, Jonathan went into Jodie's room and woke his sister. "Something's going to happen soon, Jodie. I can sense it," he said. "I think we're going to leave the farm."
"I hope you're right, and I hope it's somewhere new and interesting," said Jodie. "I'm tired of working so hard."
"But in my opinion, your telepathy isn't right this time.
We can't leave the farm. There's too much to do, and the fruit trees are destroyed, so we haven't got any money for holidays now."
But Jonathan's telepathy was not wrong. 2 days later, Mr. and Mrs. Kelly called the twins into the living room.
"Kids, we've got some important news for you," said Mrs. Kelly. "Somebody has offered Dad an interesting new job."
"Yes," said their father.
"The Spanish Ministry of Agriculture wants me to grow tropical fruit for their country. I'll work at the university in Valencia."
"We're very fortunate," said Mrs. Kelly.
"We're moving to Spain for 2 years."
The twins were shocked.
"But I don't want to move," said Jodie. "Australia is our home."
"Where will we live in Spain?" asked Jonathan quietly.
"We'll live in Valencia," said Mr. Kelly.
"It's a lovely city. And it's on the beach. You'll be able to go to beach parties there, Jodie."
Jonathan looked at Jodie, but he didn't say anything. There was nothing to say. He could see that his parents were excited about the move.
"Please understand, Jodie," Mr. Kelly said. "The cyclone damaged the trees. They'll grow again, but it will take a long time. It might be years until the trees have fruit again. We need money now, and I'm fortunate to get this job."
What about our house? Asked Jonathan.
We'll find some people to rent it while we're in Spain, Mr. Kelly explained.
This is an opportunity to travel and learn about a new culture. Spain is a beautiful, fascinating country.
But we don't speak the language, Jody said. I haven't got any friends there. And how can I leave Paul?
You'll learn Spanish, and you can keep in contact with your friends by email or letters, said Mrs. Kelly.
And there will be plenty of handsome boys in Spain.
It's not for long, said Mr. Kelly. We'll be home again in 2 years.
2 years is forever,
Jody said, angry.
I sensed that we were going to leave here, Jonathan said quietly to Jody. My senses are never wrong.